Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, well, greetings, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. This is your host, Najami Lazama, and I am known as Bushwoman. And we would love to thank and really say a big, warm gratitude to the Love Journey for allowing the Bush is Swelling show to be aired. This is our first time being on here. I am Najami Lazama, a.k.a. Bushwoman of Bushwoman Conversations Project, and my co-host, I hope she's on, Marcia, are you there? Marcia, are you on? Hello? Well, I'm joined. This is my first time on Love Journey, and I'm looking to bring in my co-host. Marcia, are you there? Well, the Bush is Swelling show is, let me just share a little bit what the Bush is Swelling show is about. We are about promoting sexual wellness. We are about evoking and teasing the senses, bringing about much more bedroom romance, much more healing, much more love into relationships. And we are not doctors. We are not here to provide, to say that we are providing cure-alls or for people to stop taking the medications. Marcia, are you on? But we are here to share information. And a lot of this information that we are going to share is information that you can also research and find as well. So we are here on the show tonight to talk about a very sensitive topic.
Can you hear me now?
Marcia, are you? Yes, I can hear you now. This is my partner in crime, I should say. This is Marcia, a.k.a. Speaker MC. Welcome, Marcia.
Woo-hoo! Yes, yes.
Finally,
yes.
Right?
Technical difficulties. I know.
Oh,
and I was
boy.
Holding all that time. It is
yes.
What it is.
So
hello and good evening, everyone.
To the listening audience.
So my name is Marcia Chambers, a.k.a. Speaker MC. I am an award-winning international speaker and sexual wellness consultant, and I created SWELL for women because I noticed that people were jumping in relationships and they weren't asking the right questions. And then they succumbed the rest of us to all their dysfunctions. And SWELL for women stands for Sexual Wellness and Empowered Living Lifestyles for Women. And I'm so delighted to be on the show today with you and my co-host, Najami Bushwoman.
Hey. And again, as I reintroduce myself, I am Najami Lazama, a.k.a. Bushwoman of Bushwoman Conversations Project, where my poaching program is geared towards bringing women and men together to co-create healthier relationships and communities so we can thrive to decrease dysfunctional relationships. And this Bush is Swelling show, as you can tell, the combination of the bush and the swell, we're about not only making things swell, but bringing things with natural concoctions that will enhance the art of the communication in your relationships. So let's deep dive into the conversation. I know this is such a very sensitive conversation. And I just want to say that we are here to support our men and we are here to empower women because this happens. It happens in all relationships, right, Marcia?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It happens. Yeah. You know, how many times have we heard, we know our men are mighty good men. What we don't want to keep hearing is that it, is that all, that's it. I remember having to tell a brother that one time, you know. I was like, is that it? Is that all? And he was like, what? I was like, no, come on. All right, so he had to reboot and come back again.
Well, at least your brother had some stage time. Your brother had some stage time. Mine just didn't. He just...
Over.
Got so super excited, just like, woo, you know, party's over.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's so And, you know, and we know that this is an embarrassing conversation. We're not here trying to shame anyone. We are trying to bring some remedies, some techniques, some tips that you can try. And as again, as you said, we are not doctors. We are not saying that we have cure-alls or whatever. Because one of the best ways to overcome some of these dysfunctional physiological things is to take charge of your own health. You know, heal thyself. You're going to have to cut certain things. You're going to have to change certain things in your diet and the way that you do. You have to exercise. So we know that this is an embarrassing conversation, and it does take a heavy toll on relationships, whether it's heterosexual relationships or it's homosexual relationships. It is all about it maintaining the endurance to please your partner. So one partner does not last as long as they used to. What do we do? I mean, in some cultures, actually, there are some men who actually kill themselves when they can't please their partner. Yeah,
that's true.
They will kill themselves. So we don't want anyone out there to kill themselves. So we know we are trying to prevent that. We want to keep you around, okay? So
and listen.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute, Dami. I just want to let them know that, you know, even though it's all start with you and controlling you, your diet, your exercise, we have some supplemental remedies as well, which I'll go over later in the show.
Yes. We are definitely about, as I said before, providing healthy tips, some natural remedies that you can try. So these premature ejaculation affects about at least 50% of men or 50% of couples in relationships. And some of the factors that cause this are stress. A lot of time, medical issues, if you're on a lot of medications for heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, things like that can affect that. Also, if you are a heavy consumer of alcohol and using drugs, it can affect all your stress. Something is stressing you in your life, and that affects your performance in the bedroom. So you have to be very careful of stress. You have to be very careful of really relaxing your mind, because the brain is such a very interesting, instrument, that it can recreate scenarios wondering if the stressor is going to happen again. Even like when you are making love to your woman or your man or whatever, and you're worrying about either paying a bill or if I'm able to satisfy my partner. And the thing is that, especially in heterosexual relationships, men get excited much more quickly than women. You know, men get excited much more quickly than women. And when you get too excited, brothers or men, the body heats up. And if you heat up too fast, you can kill the sperm or even ejaculate faster. So what is helpful is important for you to learn how to use your energy. Use your energy into her. And even though when she's not ready, this can also create an intense excitement between the partners. So it's important too for women to be very gentle with our men. We have to massage them. We got to massage the penis. We got to help them to become comfortable and relaxed. And I like to recommend, you know, people taking baths together, setting the mood, having certain food, certain things like that. And, you know, it may have happened once or twice, and here comes the man again about to get into some serious lovemaking with his partner. But because this has happened before, this premature ejaculation, again, as I said earlier, the brain will replay the scenario in your mind. So you have to be very careful to have a healthy check on your ego, because your ego can come in and mess up the whole play. All right? Now, you know, there's nothing wrong with having quickie sex. You know, you could have quickie sex or get into the mood of setting it up. Yeah, quickie is always good, definitely. Quickies are good. Quickies also kind of helps to boost some form of confidence sexually in that.
That's right.
It just, yeah, it kind of preps the body, preps your partner's body. So if you know that you are a one-minute man or quickie man, right, and, you know, it, sometimes it depends. You know, some women can reach a climax in about 10 minutes. So if you know that you are a one-minute man or a quickie man, there's certain steps that you should do to prep your partner to help her get in the climax. So it involves massaging her, stimulating her, kissing her breasts, massaging her yoni, and we'll use yoni in as a, you'll hear us use the word yoni from time to time. That means your vagina or vajayjay. So learning your partner's body, you know, play with her or him, touching their erogenous zones, you know, touching areas where the nerve endings are extremely sensitive, especially in the clitoris area. So you, if you know that you're a man who's coming, who comes quickly, you have to set the scene. You have to set the play. You got to massage her. Massage of a JJ, massage a yoni. And ladies, also massaging the heads of his penis, because those are very sensitive nerve endings there. Or as I heard, Marcia, I was listening to, what's this gentleman's name? The gentleman who wrote the book, Men from Mars and Women Are from Venus. And he was given some interesting tips that if you're a writer, write letters on the woman's clitoris. Have fun down there. Play with it. You know? Be creative. I said, oh, that is a good, good tip. You know?
That's just, John Gary, I think his name.
You know? What's his
John
name?
John Gary. Dr.
John Gary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He gave some great tips. So for a good 5 or 10 minutes, you know, you can have some oral sex with your partner. I know there are some people who prefer to do it and some who don't, but that's a great way to get the woman hyped up, get her ready. If you know that you're a man who is having this premature ejaculation issue, and when your woman is ready for climax, the yoni floodgates opens up. It opens up, and you can tell because the yoni gets real hot. And as it gets real hot, it expands, and then it clamps down. So you enter your lingam in there, which is another word for penis. You enter your lingam in there, and the yoni will clamp down, and then she's ready to receive you. So you have to kind of set the play. You got to prep some of the scenarios. You've got to set this up. And so we are saying, listen, it's curable. It is, but you have to follow serious, strict dietary and exercise regimen in order to address this issue. You know, let's say some people say people have performance anxiety, or another thing they talk about is unresolved Oedipus conflict or passive aggressiveness. Some of those areas too. Some people say that men who have premature ejaculation, it stems from too little sex or masturbating too quickly to be caught by an adult when they were younger, even though there's no proof of that. But those are some of the theories out there that may contribute to premature ejaculation. Also, they're talking about things that may come from genetic links that may cause this to be happening. So there are several physiological mechanisms that has been hypothesized, including the serotonin receptors, a genetic redisposition, elevated penile sensitivity, problems with the prostate can contribute to premature ejaculation, elevated penile sensitivity, also kidney issues. Kidney issues, can affect the lowering of one's testosterone. So testosterone is responsible for male sexual response. So if you're having problems with your kidneys or your kidney dialysis, I'm not saying that you cannot engage in boudoir action, but you got to make sure that your kidneys are stabilized. And making sure your kidneys are stabilized is something that really is really important. So there's a theory, Marcia, I heard from a doctor who said that it's treatable, and what they've been treating premature ejaculation is with antidepressant pills in low doses. So I heard that the antidepressant pills in low doses triggers the side effects that it takes longer to reach sexual climax. So they have been using it. They say it has been very effective in helping men to stay longer and harder longer. Also, there have been some creams out there, some numbing creams, or numbing sprays. The only downside of that is that it affects the woman's yoni. She feels numb as well. So they have a new numbing spray I've heard on the market. Well, this is just the scientific name. I'm sure they will give it another name, called PSD-502, which is a new spray. And they are saying that men can put this spray on their penis before they engage to make sure that they stay harder longer. I guess you can put a condom on over that too, so make sure that your partner does not feel the numbing effects of the spray. So we are talking about definitely diving in, getting into helping you to support your sexual performance and enhancement. So we are definitely all about supporting our men. We would love for you to call in. This is not about feeling ashamed. We would love for you to call in, chime in, please. Tell us any tricks, any supplements, anything that you may have tried. We are going to come back and we are going to share some other tidbits of things that you have tried. Speaker MC, have you ever used any particular remedy or application regarding this to help a brother out in his boudoir action?
Well, you mentioned about the desensitizers. The desensitizers are, they are toys. My specialty is showing that toys are not only for pleasure, but also for healing. And with regard to the desensitizers, yeah, that's a pretty good one. A lot of people use that. They have one that's called the Delray Gel. It's Bull Power. And they sell for about $17. You spray it on it, and it numbs the head of the penis so that, you know, the stimulation is a little bit subsided. So he doesn't feel like, oh, my God, all the stimulation, then he's going to ejaculate. So it kind of helps psychologically in that regard. As does the cock ring or the penis ring, as it's called. Mm. These are toys. And the penis ring was initially, for men who had erectile dysfunction. But what they've come to find out is that psychologically, it also remedies the situation for erectile dysfunction because it helps with the stimulus. So the man feels this hard ring around their lingam, and they feel, you know, it stays harder because how you place the ring, when the penis is flaccid, and you place it towards the base of the penis, and as it gets stimulated, the blood vessels, they engorge, and then the penis gets hard. the penis gets hard. And once it gets hard, the cock ring is supposed to make it stay rigid. And that's why it's helpful for men who have erectile dysfunction. However, because of the texture of most of the cock rings, a lot of them are that harder type rubber. I mean, they have a wide variety. You can go on lovehoney.com and see the variety that they have between $25 to $43. But the stimulation, effectively the tightness around it and the hardness around it makes them feel like, yeah, I got the power, baby. I've got the power in my rod back, you know. So it gives them that ego, that ego boost.
When they use the spray, can they put, I mean, so the partner don't see that numbing effect? Is condom recommended to use?
Yeah, you can use condoms, but I mean, they have made the sprays on so many, it's so minimal, you know, the effect for the woman. I mean, women, they like it hard anyway, you know, and usually if a guy takes more than 10 minutes to ejaculate, then that's a good thing, because they're saying that the average time to orgasm for a normal guy is 7.3 minutes. I don't know who had their watch on and was counting minutes, but they said that for the premature ejaculating guy, it takes him 1.8 minutes. So, you know, these are the studies that they have going on out there. So I don't think that the effect on the woman is that detrimental, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
But, yeah, a condom can minimize that.
Yeah. And there's some of us women are very sensitive to condom use. It depends on the condom, the latex condoms.
Yes.
You know, you have to know what your partner... Or at least adhere. Ask your partner, are you sensitive to condoms? If you're going to be using a numbing spray, get the, what is it? Those natural feeling type of condoms instead of the latex kind.
The
lambskin, right. The lambskin. So we are going to take a short break and we are going to be right back with some more juicy conversations regarding the foods, the remedies, the things that you can do, all of the bush nourishments to help with the concoctions to help, you know, enhance the art of your communication with your partner. So just enjoy some music. So, ma'am, Speaker MC, are we queued up? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are queued up. So before we go into
you love me, you're special, live different every time you keep me on my feet, happily excited by your cologne, your hands, your smile, your intelligence. You woo me, you caught me, you tease me, you please me, you school me, give me something to think about, ignite me, you invite me, you co-write me, you love me, you like me.
Smiles, your intelligence, you
Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful people out there, invite the love, invite the feeling, invite the passion into your boudoir tonight. So tonight we are looking to get some hot, steamy sheets on fire tonight. We don't want you to worry about, am I going to satisfy her or him? Am I going to be able to maintain? We are going to share some tips that you can do. As we said earlier, just taking your time. You know, be a man with a slow hand. Brothers, whatever race you are, and I call everyone brothers, actually, just take your time. Taking your time allows you the opportunity to definitely enjoy the fullness of your partner. You know, you got to get her, especially the women, you got to get us real hot, ready to receive you if you know that you are a man who's experiencing this challenge. So let's get into some remedies, some natural remedies. Speaker MC and myself have some interesting things that we can share. Now, definitely, you have to work on the dietary thing. You cannot be eating greasy foods, all that fried food stuff. You got to change that up, definitely. The fried food stuff got to go. The sugars, we have a lot of people out there who got sweet tooths. And you know that sugar is a culprit for many things. Sugar is a culprit for joint disease, for plaque in the brain. A lot of ailments stem from using sugar. Also, minimizing the amount of red meats that you eat. More seafood you eat, the better. Also, watching alcohol and smoking. I remember a young lady, actually, that I know, and these are, she's in her, like, about 26, 27, and he was, like, about 32, and he was having a problem with premature ejaculation. I said, what? What is this? He's so young. So what she had him do was he smoked a lot of herb, a lot of marijuana, and she had him, you know, stop smoking so much weed, or marijuana, as they call it, and she had him eat and drink watermelon. Watermelons are great for helping keeping the lingam or the penis hard, especially the seeds. And also, you can use the skin of the watermelon as well. So you can blend the pulp with the seeds. You can also use the skin. You can steep it as well and drink the water. There are a lot of great recipes on YouTube that help, that shows you how to make these concoctions. Also, the citrulline in the watermelon is what helps to keep the man longer and harder and going for a much longer period of time. So, and also avoiding very spicy foods. So, one of the great Ayurvedic herbs that helps with this is something called Ashwagandha. I hope I'm saying it correctly. It's A-S-H-W-A-G-A-N-D-H-A. Let me spell it again. A-S-H-W-A-G-A-N-D-H-A. Ashwagandha. I may be butchering
it. Where
will
you find
that? Excuse me. So you can get it in the health food stores. You can order it online. It's an Ayurvedic herb, and it does help to control premature ejaculation. And it also treats erectile dysfunction as well, too. But it gives the man more physical stamina to keep going. Also, there's something called green onions. Now, green onion seeds, where do we get these things? I guess you can order them. Or you can go to sometimes your local market may have it. So green onion seeds helps in premature ejaculation, and it increases the stamina. And how you take this is like daily. You take like a teaspoon and a glass of water, and you drink this daily on a consistent basis, preferably on an empty stomach. So this is something that, and also Red Onions, Speaker, MC, Red Onions, I was told, that's very helpful in helping men with this. It can be chewed, and by chewing this, I know, you know, you don't want to go kissing your partner with any onion bread, but the green
But the red onion is not as pungent, right? The red onion is not as pungent as the white onion, so the smell
no.
is not that high.
And I think red onions are better for you to ingest, actually, than the white ones. Some people, it's a matter of preference, but I think the white ones is much more potent for the body. So chewing on that also helps as well, because we want to help you to understand that we support you going through this process. We know that if you can't fulfill your partner, it affects the ego in such a way that you feel you can't keep full climax. Also, brothers who are veterans, brothers who are coming back from the war, fighting, who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, that also has a bearing on premature ejaculation. And so, you know, we understand that all these other factors play into it. A great, great herb, a Speaker MC, is ginger and honey. Now, ginger is a great catalyst that moves herbs and spices throughout your body. So what you can do is, to increase the blood flow to the penis, you can mix half a teaspoon of ginger and half a teaspoon of honey. And you can have it with warm milk before you go to bed at night. And you do this on a consistent basis. Also cleansing the body, taking certain herbs that will cleanse the body as well. Now, I just found out, Speaker MC, that okra or lady fingers is very potent in helping men with erectile dysfunction. Did you know that, girl?
Well, what about premature ejaculation?
Premature ejaculation, I'm sorry. I keep saying erectile dysfunction. I mean premature ejaculation. I keep switching. Because to me, I take it in that much different. But anyway, premature ejaculation. Yes, lady fingers is helpful in that.
That's what they call them?
Call
Who calls them lady fingers? We call them okra.
In some countries, they call okra lady fingers.
Oh, yeah?
So they say, I know some people they say some people don't like the taste of it, but there's a powder, lady fingers or okra powder. Some stores will sell the powder. So the recommendation is that every night, let's say for like about 21 to 30 days, that you use approximately about 10 grams and you add it to a warm glass of milk, and you can use a sweetener of sorts, even though we're talking about decreasing sugar, minimizing sugar, but maybe you can mix it with honey or agave if you wish, and you mix 10 grams of the okra powder. Or I should suggest also, if you can eat it, eating it or blending it in your blender in a juice form, or cooking it or steaming it. Don't steam it till it gets very, very soft and mushy. Steam it where you can
steam it with some codfish.
Child, you're now talking. Some codfish or
some
even
codfish
some
and some green banana. Salmon? I don't know about that one.
All
types
of food. That's right. Green bananas.
And you can make the saltfish with the onions. So you get double whammy there. You get the onions and you get the okra and you have the tomato. The tomato is pretty good also for men, especially with the is it the potassium level in tomatoes, and the fish. The fish is the protein. You know, it's not meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not red meat. It's seafood. So, yeah. And
yeah.
then the green banana to just
yeah.
tip
yeah.
it off.
Definitely. Also, too, let's talk about Irish moss. Irish moss or sea moss is something that people from the Caribbean and also in Asian countries and African countries use a lot. Now, Irish moss is a sea vegetable that comes from the sea, or incorporating as much seaweed as you can in your diet also helps. Irish mattress has a lot of trace minerals and amino acids. So there are a lot of tips out there. I love YouTube. YouTube has a lot of information out there on how to make Irish moss, how to make sea moss. And when you wash it, you have to make sure that you wash it very well because it has a lot of sand and sediment from the sea on it. And when you are even cooking your codfish or your seafood dishes, you can add a few strands of the Irish moss in your food, actually, to enhance that. How you make Irish moss is that you have to wash it properly, wash it with lime or lemon. You let it sit in a pot of water. Don't cover it completely because it will swell. It will coagulate. It will get much larger. And you can add flax seeds in there, or cinnamon. I add cinnamon bark to it. I also add a piece of ginger. You can add a piece of ginger if you wish. And I let it soak for a couple of days. It will start to get very sticky. And I will boil it for a couple of minutes until it starts to dissolve by stirring the pot consistently. And then I let it cool and it will gel, like gel. And you can scoop some of the gel into a tea, make it into a tea with hot water and molasses, or do a ginger tea with the Irish moss. You can also use Irish moss in fish tea or fish soup. Definitely. When you're making fish soup, like those who are from Africa, we know about making fish broth, as we call it, or fish tea, which is excellent. And it also really helps to lower your stress levels. Irish moss, because of the trace minerals and amino acids in it, helps to lower your stress levels. Especially, and I should also say, when men are older, men, you also go through menopause. Male menopause is called andropause. So for the women, it's called menopause. For men, it's called andropause. And
why
so
is it called femopause?
Femopause.
What? It's menopause. Why isn't it called fem? F-E-M-opause.
Oh, fem. For the women.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. For the men.
I don't know. Obviously, well, men for men, right? That makes sense. Men for men,
yeah.
and FM for women. That's a great point. So let's see if so. Speaker MC, you have any tidbits, any remedies? You said you had some remedies you wanted to add before I check to see if anybody on the line would like to come in. I see some numbers on the line here.
There's also one more thing, well, a couple more things besides the toys, a couple more things that a man can do. So if he's suffering from this PE, what he can do during intercourse is engage in breathing techniques. If he knows how to calm his breath and control his breathing, he'll be able to calm or control his ejaculatory functions. That's one way. Another way is to also squeeze, I think you mentioned this, Bushwoman, squeeze the tip of the penis when he's about to feel himself climax. And when that happens, then he waits for like 30 seconds and then starts again, you know, back in action again. Just 30 seconds, or his partner can do it. When he feels like he's about to explode, just squeeze the tip of his penis. Just squeeze it, not hard, you know, just squeeze it so that the urge kind of subsides. And then that's about 30 seconds, and then he can start in motion again. Another thing that they can do, let's say that the gentleman wants to just abstain from intercourse, then he can focus on having sexual play with himself, giving himself like a chance to work through his anxiety, because sometimes it's caused from anxiety, sometimes it's caused from stress, sometimes it's from low testosterone level, but just say it's caused from anxiety. Then he can start masturbating. And in masturbating, he now starts to teach himself when to ejaculate, how to breathe when he's approaching that climax. And he can ease back the pressure as well as speed up the pressure. So he's more in control of it. Excuse me. So when it comes time for the intercourse action, then he's more prepared and in control of all of his emotions. So that's another way. And one other way that he can do with the, one other toy that he can use with the masturbating to help him with his edging. So edging, when he's getting to that point of climax. So that's what we discussed before. He's getting to that point of climax. So if he just gets there to that edge and is able to contain himself and hold off on it, that is also a good way to exercise that. I call it the edging training. So you do that edging training, you get to that point and you hold off and then you go back again. And one masturbation toy is an artificial, I mean, they come in all different kinds. They come in the dolls, they come in fleshlights. The ones that I'm talking about is the fleshlight, and it's an artificial vagina, they called it. And it's about $35 to $199 for it. Another toy, so we spoke about the cock ring, we spoke about the desensitizer, we talk about the masturbator. There's also one that they use for men who have spinal surgery, spinal cord dysfunction, you know, something is wrong with their spinal cord, they have a spinal cord injury. It's called the Pulse 2 Solo. Now, the Pulse 2 Solo is an award-winning toy. That's number one. Number two, it's made by Hot Octopus. And number three, it's usually used for men with the spinal cord injuries. But because of the stimulation, because of the oscillators that give that stimulation, it's also good for men who have erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. So this toy, that's why it's an award-winning toy, because it serves so many purposes. But those are some of the remedies. Edging, the masturbator, the desensitizer, the penis ring, and the Pulse 2 Solo. Bushwoman?
Yes, yes, Bushwoman is right here. That's all very, very, very helpful, because there's so many things out there. So men who are out there having these challenges, these sexual challenges, it is your responsibility to find cures and find ways and how you can do this. We are living in a world now where there are a plethora of so many information, devices, and toys and things that can help you to maintain that sexual, it's all about sex, baby. So what I would like to do, Speaker MC, what happened here? I would like to look into seeing who we could bring on, if anybody will like to share something that they may have experienced for a minute or some memories that they may have tried. I feel like I have like three calls on here. So let me hit this call. Let's see if I get this caller to come on. Hi, greetings, caller. Are you there? Hello? Okay. Invite. Okay, I'm new at the dashboard, folks, so excuse me as I'm working this here. All right, let's try another call and see. Caller, are you here?
I don't know if they had any questions.
Hello? Any questions at all? You're on live on the Bush's Swelling Show. Okay. So we have some shy people on there. If you are able to, you know, share some tidbits or recommendations that you have, we will welcome it. Because we love lively conversations with our guests, with our audience out there. And again, we love to thank the Love Journey Blog Talk Radio for having us on. This is our second season, first time on this platform. So again, we really would love to thank the Love Journey for giving us this opportunity to share our Bush information so we can maintain the swell, the swelling in the love ships, in the relationships. So we hope that the information that we shared with you all is very helpful. Another tidbit, Speaker MC, that I've heard about is garlic. You heard about garlic, girl? That chewing garlic reduces premature ejaculation?
Bushwoman, I think we have a caller with a question.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Greetings. Greetings, Mazami. How are you? This is Ayo.
Ayo. Hi, my sister. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you? I'm so sorry. I don't recall the co-host's name. How are you doing, sister?
Oh, fabulous, Ayo. Fabulous. Thank you.
I have a question. I love the show, by the way. I think it's very informative, and I'm learning quite a bit from it. I had to tune out for a second, so I hope that my question is not redundant, and maybe you haven't covered it yet. But I had a question about yohimbe. Like, how effective is yohimbe as far as overall sexual endurance? And is it specifically for men, or can women benefit from it as well?
Well, yohimbe is an excellent African herb. It comes from the bark of a tree. Yohimbe enhances the sexual performance for both men and women. The thing with yohimbe is that you have to be very careful not to use too much, because it can speed up your heart. So you have to be very, use it gingerly. I say gingerly, like a teaspoon. Like, some people will tend to take too much. So yohimbe should be taken an hour before sexual performance. And yes, since we women, sometimes when we are going through change of life, you know, premenopausal or menopausal, sometimes our hormones gets off balance, so we may not feel that aroused or that sexually aroused to get in, to have sex or get to, together with our partners. So yohimbe is a good thing to use. Another thing that's comparable to yohimbe is also something called Goriana. Goriana is also very good as well. Again, you have to use Goriana gingerly, because it can also speed up the heart as well. I would recommend that people do their research on that. Another thing that helps in a similar family is something in the Caribbean, and I don't know what it's called in Africa, but something called Bobande. Bobande, the meaning of Bobande is hard wood. So Bobande is something that you can boil and drink it. I boil it in my Irish moss when I used to sell my aphrodisiac drinks. Bobande, you get it in a lot of those Caribbean shops that sells herbs and spices, things of that nature. Or in the Caribbean, they sell it a lot. They make Bobande wine. So you'll drink a glass of a Bobande wine, and it maintains the hardness of the man's lingam. It helps. It's just like yohimbe. It does a similar thing to yohimbe. You cannot take too much. Again, too much of anything is not good. So there have been stories of men who have taken too much bobande. And I remember I heard of a story. There's always this running joke of a man who took too much bobande, and he went to the hospital because he couldn't get his penis down. So they had to cut a particular vein for the penis to come down. And I know bobande works, because I used to cook it in a man's food. I was dating this brother, and I would burn it with the ginger and the garlic. And you can do yohimbe the same way too, you know, Ayo. You can burn it with ginger and garlic in the food, and burn, like, when you're prepping meat. And all I can just tell you, just make sure you take some too, because you will be in for a long ride. Okay. Just make sure you take some as well to keep up, my darling. Unless you already have a high sexual libido, unless you have a high endurance stamina, because women are stronger than men sexually. That's a fact. You know, We don't have to come once and then we go out. Okay? Brothers come once and they got to take some time to rev up again. But as Speaker MC said, if a man uses breath, brothers, there's a lot of yoga exercises that can help to deal with premature ejaculation. Yoga is great. Practicing yoga. Have you ever experienced any brother who had this issue, Ayo?
No, I was asking because I had spoken to a friend of mine who had taken some Yohembe, and I remember going into a Caribbean restaurant several years ago, and I wanted some of the punch, the homemade punch that they make. And I remember the brother behind the counter telling me that, oh, no, sister, this is not for you, because it had Yohembe in it. So all of these years, I was thinking that Yohembe was specifically an herb for men and a no-no for women. So that's why I was asking.
Yeah, well, they will say that because women are stronger than men sexually. I mean, we can go for longer hours, at least most of us can anyway. Some of us are like quickie as well, one-minute women. We just can't take that long duration. But I will say I have taken Yohembe myself personally, and I've had I've taken Yohembe, I've taken Goriana, I have taken Bobande myself. What else have I not taken? Shoot.
Spanish fly. You ever had Spanish fly?
No, but you know there's a spice, there's a Middle Eastern spice that has Spanish fly in it. I so want to get that. I wanted to get my hands on some of that.
What's the name of that spice?
Well, I have a book here with spices from around the world, and I saw that spice in there. So it has Spanish fly in it, actually. So I would love to do some research and hunt and find that spice, especially if you know you want to have a romantic evening with your sweetie. And ladies, you know, you want to set up the play. Why not? And if you know that you are going to be engaging, let's say you plan for a weekend, feed your man some Irish moss or sea moss. Put it in the soup. Put it in the tea. Get him eating watermelons. Minimize. And be more of a vegan. A vegan diet is very, very helpful to strengthen one's lingam and help to reduce premature ejaculation. So the more you can become eating more vegan dishes, less red meats, because those things are fed with so many different types of hormones and things of that nature. But definitely, Yohembe also gives you a lot of energy, Ayo. It's not just only for sexual stimulation. When, you know, because we women do a lot. We take care of children. We go through our cycles. We are carrying a lot of stressors within our bodies as well. Yohembe is also taken in small doses, gives you energy to go about your day. So I hope that answered your question.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you for that. I have another question/comment. You just reminded me of something, Dami, when you were talking about the breath and you were talking about yoga. I met this woman several 20 years ago in Brooklyn, and she used to conduct these vagina kung fu classes. Oh my God. This was have you ever heard of that? I know it sounds funny, but have you ever heard of it?
No, but that sounds exciting. I'd love to take a class. Go ahead.
It's basically because she separates the men and the women, you know, it's a couple thing, and she basically for the women the you know, of course we have the vagina, so that we do the vagina kung fu, and it's called something completely different. Where in the men's group, where he does certain exercises to control his ejaculation, but basically with the woman, it's like she's using her inner vaginal muscles to control the penis. And
that's the Kegel.
It's similar to the Kegels, but
mm-hmm.
not quite.
Oh,
and
okay.
The students, they use these eggs. You ever see those marble eggs with the string attached to the end?
Yoni eggs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, like, the women, they use those just so that they can actually feel, you know, the resistance, you know, once they actually contract, you know, the vaginal muscles. But how she described it was, like, when we do Kegels, you know, it's like we clamp down and all muscles clamp down at one time, you know, simultaneously. But what she was saying is that to get the penis to control, to get the man to control his ejaculation by gradually one muscle at a time, one vaginal muscle at a time, clamping down on the penis. So it's almost like looking at your fingers, and first the pinky, then the ring finger, then the middle, then the... And I was like, wow, okay, I didn't know the vagina could do that. But this is how
she's saying
that you can get him to control it without him actually withdrawing the penis and
mm-hmm.
and having some type of manual stimulation. I thought it was very interesting.
It sounds very interesting. I like that.
You took the class?
But women.
No, I didn't take the class.
Why?
I was there for a complete. I was there for a completely different reason on a completely different business meeting, and this was something that she did, and she wound up making me tea, and we got into this conversation. She did invite me to come to the class, though, by the way. But I just thought it was very intriguing. And not only that, but it's like they teach the woman how to control her own orgasm. I just thought it was fascinating.
Yeah.
You need to find this sister. But Ayo, if you ever find the sister's information, please send it to me because I would love to have her on the show as a guest.
Absolutely. Love
to have her on the show as a guest, especially for the libido conversation we're going to have in future shows. We would love to have her on. But
yes,
she can't see you were about to say something.
No. I'm wholeheartedly a strong advocate about Kegels. And the other thing that I wanted to mention, you had mentioned about being vegan. So I started this full body cleanse, right? And I'm all about detoxing. And you mentioned about the vegetarian diet. I forgot the author's name, but he said that the problem with diets is that every animal, every species has a diet. And we don't seem to have a diet. We humans don't seem to have a diet. Everybody else is eating vegetables and fruits, and they're living forever and ever. We want to eat all kinds of concoctions. Anyway, long story long, I'm doing this cleanse to detox all my organs. And we live in such a toxic environment these days. People don't seem to understand that what you inhale, what you ingest, it gathers up into your systems, and your liver can only filter but that much, and then it starts to cling onto your body, and you're wondering, why do I feel so lethargic? Why does this hurt? Why can't I do this? And you know, it affects you in so many ways. So in conjunction with watching what you ingest, detox your system once in a while. We do spring cleaning with everything, and winter cleaning and summer cleaning. Why can't we do a cleaning of our own bodies, you know? Why can't we just do a cleaning of our liver, a cleaning of our stomach, our kidneys, our colon? A lot of people think that you just do the colon and that's it. No, well, you got to do your liver too. Your liver is a filtration for everything. And you go outside and you ingest the fumes and you drink the water that has the bleach and the fluoride and all kinds of stuff. And you wonder, oh, why do I feel like this? Or some people end up with cancer cells because it's the accumulation of all that poison, you know, just forms these little cells and it affects your body. Not saying that this has anything to do with premature ejaculation, but just on the veins of taking care of our own bodies and, you know, watching what we ingest. So that's what I wanted to say.
But
Bushwoman?
Dream. You can make your sexual wellness a reality, people. You definitely can. So, Speaker MC, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, great. So, we want to thank all those who listened and who called in. Ayo, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. I want to give one more caveat regarding something that I found discovered today that helps with premature ejaculation. Did you know that asparagus root is used for premature ejaculation to help prevent that? you can boil the water, boil the asparagus with a glass with milk. It can be almond milk. I don't recommend soy milk, especially for African people to take. But you can boil almond milk or rice milk with some asparagus root. You can get the powder as well. And that helps. And also they said eggs. Eggs are also very helpful. Boiled eggs as well. So on our Facebook page, we are going to post. If you go on the Facebook page, The Bush is Swelling Show, you'll see the beautiful pictures of Marcia and myself on there. We are going to post some remedies and some of the things that will help with premature ejaculation. And I am Bushwoman. I am having an event for all those who live in New York, or if you know anyone within New York, I am having an event called 7 Ways to Fall in Love with Yourself, now and always, at Mercado Museum on February the 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. I'm going to also have an excellent skincare esthetician. Her name is Halana Harad, and we're going to be talking about taking care of the skin. The skin is an organ as well. Our speaker MC says, you know, we only want to take care of the colon, but you have to take care of your liver and your kidneys and your oil and your skin, all that stuff that your skin takes on that protects the structure, the skeletal structure of the body. What you're ingesting comes out on your skin on the outside. So we'll be talking about that. And we're going to have pop-ups by certain, my speaker MC. I'm going to have the sister, Miss Renee Tish. Renee, who is the owner of Sweat Butter. Lloyd Strayhorn is going to pop up and say hi. So definitely, tickets are on Eventbrite. You can go on Eventbrite and look up 7 Ways to Fall in Love with Yourself. And also my PayPal information is on there. You can go on my Facebook page, Najami Lazama, or Bushwoman Conversations Project, which is Bushwoman Conversations Project is my life coaching program. And I have a lot of tidbits, a lot of affirmations, things you can go on that page if you're having a lousy day. You want to feel better for the day. You want to feel inspired. Go on Bushwoman Conversations Project page, and there you will get a lot of helpful tips to help you to feel better during your day, help you to feel inspired and motivated. And Speaker MC, you've got an event coming up soon in New York, yeah?
I certainly do. Thank you for mentioning it. My event is on Saturday, February 24th. It's Champagne and Chocolate. Let me repeat, champagne and chocolate. We'll be learning about some practices that will make your sex life go off the hook. And then we're having our play date at our mansion on April 27th to the 29th. It's a weekend getaway where you can sleep late and get catered to and feel like the VIP. So check out for the champagne and chocolate. If you are in the New York area, or if you know someone who's in the New York area, it will be held in the Tribeca area in New York City, and it's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's $27 at the door, and you get that back. And check out bit.ly/guestchampagne-chocolate. bit.ly/guestchampagne-chocolate. And for the swell play date in April, April 27th to the 29th, it's bit.ly/playdateinfo. That's bit.ly/playdateinfo. Or you can just go to marciachambers.com and everything is right there on that website. And for participating and speaking with us tonight and just participating in the group, I have a thank you gift for you. I'll put it on our page in Facebook, but it's bit.ly/getyourgiftnow. bit.ly/getyourgiftnow. And you can drop by my Facebook group. I have a Facebook group called Swell Ladies, where you get little tidbits of information about sexual wellness, new toys coming out, you know, just drop on by there. You can get a whole load of information. So thank you all, and thank you for the love journey, and thank you, co-host, for this fabulous show tonight.
Well, thank you for your essence, and your energy is always greatly appreciated. I love the speaker MC. She's a bubble of energy. You must come to her chocolate and champagne. Now, this is only for ladies, right? Because I think men are invited to the... Yes? All right, brothers.
Champagne and chocolate. No, it's just for ladies.
Oh, just for ladies. Just for ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to learn some tips from the speaker MC. And also, I'm going to offer a gift to those for first-time listeners to our show. You can go on my Bushwoman Conversations project page, and I'm going to offer a free introductory coaching call for anyone who would like to just have a conversation, explore some things in their lives that they're working on. So you're going to have a free 30-minute introductory coaching call with Bushwoman. And I really would love to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you again to Love Journey. Really appreciate you allowing us the opportunity to utilize this space so we can all become agents of change and to touch the lives of others. So I hope the information that we shared tonight was helpful, everyone. Again, we are going to go on our The Bushes Swelling on Facebook. We will post some things up, at least by tomorrow. Some things should be up. And again, you can go on the Swell, on Facebook, the Swell page, is it? Is it called the Swell Playroom on Facebook? Speaker MC?
On Facebook, it's called Swell Ladies.
Swell Ladies. And then you have the Speaker MC Green Room?
And the Speaker MC Green Room, that's correct.
All right.
The Speaker
All right.
MC Speaker show MC is on Green Monday, Room. Actually.
Sorry?
No, I was saying the Speaker MC show is on this Monday coming.
Oh, so why don't you tell us about the show? What's happening this Monday?
This Monday, we're talking about spillage, how the work and home collides. And we're having two fabulous guests, Javita Miller and Tony Wilkins. And they'll be discussing with me candid conversations about how people get the me time. They don't take time for themselves. They don't get that little special moment to either be by themselves or be with that special person. But me time actually means me time. Nobody else but me. So that's what we're going to discuss on Monday at 9 p.m. Check the Speaker MC Green Room for further details, or just check on my website, marciachambers.com. That's Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, chambers.com.
So we're about to sign off here. Again, we want to thank everyone who tuned in. Again, premature ejaculation is something we know that it can be a very sensitive topic. It affects the ego. And we are saying, brothers, just be gentle and take your time when you're with your partner. Make sure that you prep the female. Stroke her. Oral sex is always great to get the woman into that climactic zone to get herself prepared. Again, if you know that you're a 1 minute or quickie man, eating, changing things in your diet, start getting out here, start exercising, start jogging, doing yoga, changing up foods in your diet. Again, do your own research. There are things out there. Learning how to use the cock ring as we recommended, utilizing Irish moss, okra, ashwagandha, that Ayurvedic herb. Again, I'm butchering up the name of the herb. Making sure that you are ready, because having great sex is not something that should diminish as you age. If you are healthy, you're exercising, you're doing the right things, from a diet perspective, you know that you can minimize taking certain medications. I'm not telling people to stop taking the medications. No, of course not. But exercise, the body is so miraculous that it heals itself. And also, too, it has a lot to do with the way how you think. The way how you think, your thoughts affect the health of your organs. Your emotions are connected to different emotions. But that's another conversation for another show. So again, Speaker, MC, thank you again so much, my darling. Thank you, Ayo, for calling in. Thank you again, Love Journey. And we will check in with you all again at another time. Thank you all so much. Bush's Swelling Show saying have a great weekend. And we will be back on again on the, we are on the 1st
17th.
And 3rd, the 13th. So
the 17th.
Bush's Swelling Show will be back. One day, sorry. Saturday, February 17th will be our second show on the Love Journey. So, Speaker MC, that show is going to cover what? I don't have the calendar in front of me here.
But part two of premature ejaculation.
Part two of premature on the 17th?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. So we're going to continue with the conversation. So we are going to connect again with you all on the 17th of February. In the meantime, in between time, please enjoy your day, your weekend. Again, happy Black History Month. I don't know why we are even have given a month, because other cultures don't even have a month as far as a white month or a Jewish month. But we have a Black History Month. Go figure. I don't know. But make sure that you honor yourselves. Be gentle with yourselves. Happy Valentine's Day in advance for all those who celebrate Valentine's Day. Make sure if you don't even have a Valentine, make sure you treat yourself to some flowers or whatever have you, and love yourself, pamper yourself, get a massage, do what you need to do. So we're going to sign out. And Speaker MC, any more last words?
No, I will see you on the 18th of February at Najami's function, and then I'll see you on the 24th at mine. And hopefully we'll, if you're not in the New York area, we'll see each other on the Speaker MC show. Bye for now, and thank you all for listening. Have a fabulous evening.
Good night.